There's a picture of James Robert Hagen on the virtual Wall of Faces, a webpage maintained by the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund. You can also find this message posted by another soldier who was just a few blocks away when the car bomb went off. Here's what he wrote.
I didn't know James Hagen, but I heard him die. Spec 4 Chuck Davis and I managed to get a soft 2-month assignment in Saigon to break up our upcountry tour. After work on Christmas Eve, we took the bus to the Brinks Hotel a few minutes before 6 p.m. We walked 2 blocks to a restaurant, and wham, a big explosion. 2 dead, including Lieutenant Colonel Hagen, and 78 injured. It was all over in a heartbeat. It just didn't seem right to lose a life only hours before Christmas. I will never forget the sound and smell of the massive explosion that destroyed the hotel. I went back to where you died in August 2003. A new hotel was under construction at the site, so it didn't look that much different than it did late Christmas Eve, 1964. When we got home, we too had a casualty report for our son in Iraq. He recovered and returned home exactly 39 years after you were lost. Sorry, you were in the wrong place and time. Rest in peace.
The war was only just beginning in 1964. James Hagen, then a 20-year Army veteran, was there as an advisor to the South Vietnamese Army. The Viet Cong took credit for the bombing. Doug Bradley is a Vietnam veteran who was stationed near Saigon in the 1970s. He says the holiday bombing deliberately struck a hotel frequented by Americans.
That gets the attention. This is Christmas Eve. This is Americans and Australians and other Westerners getting together. It was a shot across the bow for sure.
On Christmas Day, General William Westmoreland urged President Lyndon B. Johnson to launch reprisal bombing raids against North Vietnam. But Johnson decided against it, saying he thought a Christmas bombing would be bad for public morale. Ironically, 8 years later, in 1972, President Nixon ordered the Christmas bombing of Hanoi. Those raids helped force the North Vietnamese to sign the Paris Peace Accords, ending the war the following month. So Lieutenant Colonel James Hagen of Stanley died in what might be considered the first Christmas bombing of the Vietnam War. His picture and the pictures of more than 1,000 other Wisconsin casualties of the war will eventually be on display at a museum to be built beside the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington. Veteran Doug Bradley hopes the project will help heal what for many in both America and Vietnam is still an open wound.
We have never, I think, healed as a nation, both with the people that served, the people that didn't serve, the people that protested, the victims in between, the Vietnamese. I think it's left a hole in the heart of the nation, and I would think projects like this would help, but I think it's going to take maybe forever.
For more information about the virtual Wall of Faces, go to vvfm.org/wallofffaces. Kilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.